Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Today, we're going to look at one of the hottest cards on the market, the 2024 Silver Prism and the Silver Prism Rookie Auto. And let's look at how the hobby has them ranked in terms of resale value. Let's look at the top 10. And then by the end, I want to give you guys my opinion on where I think they should be ranked. And we're going to look at some advanced performance metrics to discern that. So let's dig in. First, real quick, let's lay some ground rules, okay? There's 100 rookies in the 2024 Prism set, and out of those, several of them do not have rookie autos, whether because of Fanatics exclusive autograph deals, or maybe they just didn't sign autograph deals with either one because they're in litigation, Marvin Harrison Jr. But think about this, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Drake May, Malik Nabers, Brock Bowers, none of those guys have autograph rookie cards in the Prism set. So we've got to look. I mean, those are a lot of the best guys that are going to be in this top 10. So we've got to then look at this Silver Prism. So when we look at the Silver Prism, there's 100 guys in the Silver Prism checklist. And if you look at the parallels, there's 63 different parallels of that. So trying to pick which one is the most popular is difficult. I'd love to look at the highest serial numbered one because we know serial numbered cards are demanded. Pandora parallel is actually a very popular one as well. And it's numbered out of 400. But a lot of those have not circulated yet onto eBay. So it's hard to get data for all these guys. There's not data for all these guys, like Jaden and Bo and some of the best guys on this top 10 list. So you have 100 guys in the main checklist for the Silver Prism, right? 100 rookies. But then for the Silver Prism variation, the photo variation, they've narrowed it down to 42 guys. And instead of 63 parallels, now you only have 6 parallels. Instead of 4 one-of-ones for the base photo, you have 1 one-of-one for the variation. So in a lot of ways, I like the variation this year. And from looking at the list of 42 guys they narrowed it down to for the variation, it looks like they've done this based on popularity. Now, which one transacts for more money? That's an important question. Let's take Bucky Irving, for example. You look at this. This is the photo variation. So you're going to see this for a lot of players this year when it has that black background without any field or anything in the background. Clearly Photoshopped, right? You're going to see that that is the photo variation. You could also see this by looking at the back of the card, and you'll see a V right there on the back of the card somewhere. This is a pretty big V, so it's easy to see. Now, from what I'm seeing, guys, the variation is selling for more, at least in the Bucky Irving situation, than the base photo. So as you can see, $8 for the base, $16 for the variation. Now, this is nothing compared to his Silver Prism Rookie Auto, which is selling from $75 to $100, which is what I wanted to look at to compare against these guys, because then you give the skill position players a chance to kind of compete against some of the quarterbacks that are lower on the list. But because the Silver Prism Rookie Auto is the go-to card, it's a chase card for these skill position guys. It's really a sweet spot for skill position players. So we have to look at the Silver Prism to get a consistent card here across the board. So we're going to look at the photo variation of the Silver Prism, which we can see is selling for a little bit higher than the base photo. Now let's see if this is the case for Bo Nix. Let's look at a quarterback here. Got $125, $200 for the base photo Silver Prism. Now, I'll see if we can find a photo variation here. Now we have a photo variation for $150. So that's about neck and neck. If anything, that might be a little bit lower. It's about neck and neck, but the variation seems to give the skill position players a better chance. So this one seems to be neck and neck. What about for Malik Nabers here? We have $25 and $40 for the photo variation. That's another photo variation. Not bad. I love 2014 Prizm. Let me know if you guys love 2014 Prizm in the comment section below. I love the design of that set. 35 and 30 for the base photo here. So it almost seems like his is neck and neck. Here's a 50, 35, maybe a little bit more for the photo variation. Now, what about the man, the myth, the legend, Jaden Daniels, getting ready to go up against the Eagles this weekend? We've got a very good comparison here of an auction on the base for $460. The photo variation sold today in a buy now for $380. I mean, heck, his college uniform draft picks Prizm selling for $25. That's a silver Prizm there. Those Prizmanias are going nuts. $9,000 there. Okay, but we got another $465 and $300. So once again, it looks like for the base photo variation silver Prizm on quarterbacks, at least the base is going for more than the variation, but on skill position players, the variation is going for more. It's very interesting. It's difficult to explain why that happens. Now, if you guys have additional insight or you want to share your opinion, make sure to leave it in the comment section below. Let's look at one more quarterback here and see if this happens for a third quarterback, Drake May. So base is going for 130, 106. The photo variation, 100, 110. Once again, we see it happen for another quarterback. All right, let's look at another skill position player here. Let's look at none other than Mr. Brock Bowers, a generational tight end that may break tight end records over the course of his career. He is off to that start. So let's look at this. Okay, we had the base photo for 55 there, 56, and we got 41 on the variation. So it looks like he's being treated more like a quarterback. Again, 50, 50 for the base, 58, 60, man, 50, and then 51. So you're seeing more transactions on the base photo, Silver Prizm versus the variation. And you're also seeing it go for a little bit more on average. That's a disco. That's a no huddle disco even for 50 on the variation. So yeah, I got to think 56. I got to think that the base photo wins here for Brock Bowers. So very interesting. Now let's look at Marvin Harrison. All right, his base photo is going for 15, 20, 15 on that 2014 retro, 25 on the base. Let's go back to the checklist. Maybe he didn't make the cut for the 42. No, he did. Unless the photo is terrible. There we go. We finally found one. Good Lord. Maybe those are really rare for Marvin Harrison Jr. We went back all the way to the 21st, which doesn't seem far back, but when you're transacting several hundred cards on a daily basis, you know, it is kind of far back. I mean, especially on a card as popular as this one that we've seen. So there's a 25 for the base and 35 for the variation. It almost seems like this variation is pretty rare for Marvin Harrison Jr. Let's look at the available listings here. And yeah, you see one right there off the top, 35, 80. No, I mean, it's 35, 25, 30. So there's plenty of them out there and at around that price point where people might buy them, but he just doesn't quite have the hype after a lackluster rookie season. Only a couple games where he flashed his brilliance. And you see that more people are transacting on the base photo. I mean, I don't see any scarcity really difference here. I mean, if anything, I know the 2014 variation is more scarce. And I like that retro. But it looks like we're going to have to go with the base photo variation. All right, let's kick things off with number 10 on our list. Starting off our list, we have Brian Thomas Jr. from the Jacksonville Jaguars. This card has been gaining traction in the hobby with current market values around $25 in the buy it now today. His impressive debut season and deep ball ability has collectors buzzing. At number 9, we find Ladd McConkey. His silver Prizm is highly sought after, especially after a standout performance with Justin Herbert and the LA Chargers, going for over 1,000 receiving yards. He's valued at approximately $25 on average. This card is definitely a must-have. And if you look at his Silver Prism Rookie Auto, those are going for in that $150 range. Next up at number 8, we have Malik Nabers with the New York Giants. His unique playmaking ability and fan engagement on the Giants has pushed this card value up to $30 or more in a lot of situations. If you can get your hands on this one, it's a solid investment. Number 7, Brock Bowers on the Las Vegas Raiders. Coming in at number 7, known for his playmaking ability at the tight end position, setting rookie tight end receiving records. His Silver Prism card ended in auction today at $56, but do not be surprised if you see other solds selling for closer to $100, especially back earlier at the beginning of the year, at the end of December. This card was selling for $100 a pop. It has since cooled off to about this $50 to $60 range here, still making it a very impressive card to watch. Number 6, Michael Penix Jr. with the Atlanta Falcons. Halfway through our list, we have Penix Jr. His rookie Silver Prism here is currently valued at about $85. And with the hype surrounding him and the Atlanta Falcons in 2025, this is likely to increase skill position weapons. Fantastic in Atlanta. You'll see this card bouncing around a lot. He also has an auto in this set, so there's a lot of people chasing that. It is a redemption, so they are, you know, playing that redemption game, but that is a big chase item, must watch. Now remember, stay tuned to the end because I'm going to be giving you my opinion on where I think these cards should be ranked. At number 5, we have J.J. McCarthy with the Minnesota Vikings. This player showed incredible potential before he was injured at the beginning of the season, and his Silver Prism rookie card is now valued at about $120 to $125. You see an auction end today for $127.50. It's definitely one to watch. As the quarterback situation is unknown in Minnesota, this will be an interesting offseason for them. In 4th place, we find Drake May with the New England Patriots. Now, this is interesting. You see the auction ended for $106.76, but that was this morning. We're talking a Friday morning here. Patriots are not in the playoffs. However, this is not what I found to be the average for Drake May. I put that average around $125, maybe just a couple dollars higher than J.J. McCarthy. But his athleticism and status on the Patriots is making waves in the hobby, and the current value reflects that. Don't sleep on this guy. The bronze medal goes to Caleb Williams on the Chicago Bears, new recipient of head coach Ben Johnson from the Detroit Lions. His Silver Prism rookie card is going for about $150 on average. Here's an $180 buy it now, but if you look at the auctions and you kind of compare the two, where it kind of settles out right now is about $150 to $170. Kind of range. He was a lot more expensive at the end of December when this product first came out. It is settled in this range. But with the new head coaching addition and the rise in his popularity this offseason, we could see this number soar. Runner up is Bo Nix with the Denver Broncos. His market values around $275 to $300. This card has become a staple in many collectors' portfolios. His extensive college experience has helped him transition to the NFL. And at a huge leap to number 1, finally, taking the top spot is Mr. Jaden Daniels on a historic run. His Silver Prism is valued at an impressive $750 raw. I saw a transaction on a PSA 10 that was probably super expressed and got back for $4,000, which is absolutely insane. That's close to a Patrick Mahomes Silver Prism PSA 10 right there. And at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot more rookie cards for Jaden Daniels, so you have to question that investment there. But he may make NFL history if he makes it to the Super Bowl as the first rookie quarterback to ever play in the Super Bowl. He's incredibly talented. Great fan base for Jaden himself. The Commanders fan base, I'm sure, has picked up a lot of fans at this point. And it's no wonder that this card tops the list. Now that we've gone through the top 10, I want to share my personal thoughts on how I think these cards should be ranked. I agree with the majority of the current market trends. I believe, though, Michael Penix should be higher than J.J. McCarthy for the sheer fact of his health status. I think the coaching staff in Atlanta is good. They're starting to gel. The weapons are good. You know, it's no Justin Jefferson, but, you know, Drake May, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, that's a solid trio, man. This team's going to get a lot better. So I would move him up the rankings from number six. I would at least put him at number five or four, where J.J. McCarthy or Drake May is. I would also rank Caleb Williams ahead of Bo Nix. You know, Bo Nix at 300, at around 300 with Caleb being just 150 to 180. I would actually rank Caleb Williams ahead of, so I would move Caleb Williams from three to two. I think Ben Johnson's going to be great for this team in 25, and that's also going to be an interdivision rival against a Lion, so he's got a lot to prove. I think he's out to do it. And then you look at, you know, if you move further down, I have no problem with Bowers at seven, Malik Nabers, Bowers at seven. I think this is sharp. You know, he's on a historic run. Raiders really have a lot of work to do. They've got a lot of questions to answer at the quarterback position, but they've gained popularity in Vegas with Tom Brady coming in as partial owner and all that. So it makes a lot of sense why Bowers is there. He's on a historic run. Nabers as well. I mean, the Giants fan base is huge. The plays he's able to make is absolutely huge. So having him at eight is very solid, especially with him getting 165 targets this year. My God. So that's insane. McConkie, yeah, very solid ranking there for McConkie. The guys, I would actually, you know, one of my guys, Bucky Irving, we're going to look at here in a second. You're like, whoa, he didn't mention Bucky Irving this whole video. And that's because, you know, his Silver Prism is just a little bit lower. We'll check it out. But overall, you know, the dynamics of the hobby can shift rapidly. So it's important you stay informed. It's important you continue to look at this stuff. And let's look at some of these honorable mentions here. Yeah. So first up, I look at Marvin Harrison Jr. He was right there at $20 for a lot. His stuff has cooled off. There's also some stuff that went for some crazy prices, but also it was at the end of December when the product was newer, season was still going. So all in all, Marvin Harrison Jr., a solid player and obviously a rising star, but the Arizona Cardinals have a small fan base and, you know, wasn't a spectacular rookie season like a lot of people thought it or hoped it would be. And then, you know, you have the huge disparity, like Bucky Irving, for example. Look at this card, $15. This is what his card goes for on average, the Silver Prism. But if you look at the Silver Prism auto, now all of a sudden we're looking at a $100 on average card. And you could say the same thing for Brian Thomas, Ladd McConkey, Brock Bowers didn't have one. But for all the guys that do have one that have been on this list are going for over $100. Specifically, Ladd McConkey, Brian Thomas Jr., Michael Penix, obviously, well over. J.J. McCarthy, there's a ton of those $400-$500 Silver Prism rookie autos. And Bucky Irving's is over $100. So he's able to hang with just the Silver Prism of McCarthy and Penix and May. And even Caleb Williams, if you're finding like a numbered Bucky Irving. I mean, he was the top running back from this draft class. He's one of the most efficient running backs in the league. He had over 1,000 yards from scrimmage and 6 touchdowns in his first 6 games. And then we look at, you know, where that Silver Prism ranks out. It's about where Spencer Rattler is at right now. Just an honorable mention because he is selling for around $15 for that Silver Prism base photo variation. And then you got to mention Joe Milton III. I found this transaction. This was back at the end of December. Joe Milton, you know, was hot when he had a couple starts there. At the end of December, product was new. He was playing. This card was hot. This card is very, very cheap now. You could pick up Joe Milton's very, very cheaply. A couple more honorable mentions. Cooper DeJean or DeJean. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Sorry, guys. But this is selling for around $7. Again, guys, you can go find his Silver Prism rookie auto selling for $120. Absolutely insane. Obviously, this guy is a stud. And according to PFF, Cooper DeJean ranked out as the number 7 overall top rookie ranked. And then you have another honorable mention here. Ederton Cooper, linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, also selling for around $7. Again, rookie auto selling for way more. I don't know if I saw Cooper's rookie autos. Jared Verse, defensive edge rusher here for the LA Rams. Another one selling for about $5. Also on the top 10 rankings from like Yardbreaker and PFF. Actually ranked number 4 overall rookie from PFF's rankings. Played for the Rams. And a guy that you'll see people paying some good money for autographed rare cards. So that's like what I said. Like I said, that sweet spot for these skill position players. And then here, look, guys. I want to share with you guys the on the screen here, the PFF rankings for these top 10 guys. My notes here. Top 11. Bucky Irving had the best PFF grades of any rookie this year at number 1. But it was just because Jaden narrowly missed him because he didn't play in week 18. And that's why. So Jaden probably would have been number 1 and Bucky number 2. But then Malik Nabers number 3. Verse number 4. Brock Bowers number 5. Edgerton Cooper. Cooper DeJean, Brian Thomas Jr., Ladd McConkey, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Bo Nix. It's interesting that the guys you don't see on there is Caleb Williams and Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Michael Penix Jr. All quarterbacks that people are really hoping that go off. So, you know, it's yet to be seen. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to our countdown of the top 10 hobby ranks of Silver Prisms from this year's draft class. Let me know in the comment section below who'd I miss. And if you enjoy this content, make sure you subscribe. Hit that bell notification so you get notified next time we drop awesome videos like this. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.